Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, we could say it's time for the Whites of Spring, and this time we're not talking about a composition by Stravinsky.
That's right.
So I thought,
how white you are.
I was working on that one for a little while there. So.
No, one of the rites of spring for me is to like open
the
up
the first Whites of Spring.
Yeah, open up a lot of white wines and just relishing in them. And I at this time of year, I like them to be really kind of bone dry, kind of light, and having some nice floral notes because it just seems to be simpatico with the season. Here's four that I tried from all over the place, and they were a lot of fun. The first one is called Valminor Albarino from Rias Baixas, 2015. This is a $14 bottle. And Albarino, it's a very trendy wine these days, and
I love
has
it.
A lot in common with Portuguese Vino Verde, just a little bit more body usually, but actually it's kind of the same grape. And this one is just wonderful. A sip of the wine reveals abundant citric acidity, a sweet streak of what I call lemon curd, which is a sweet lemon flavor, and a touch of minerality. And there's just very little weight to this wine. Very easy drinker. And I actually had it with some grilled tuna, and I thought it was fabulous.
It went really, really well.
Let's move over to northern Italy, to the Dolomite region. And this is Alois Lagardère, his Pinot Grigio, pretty well-known winemaker. This was a kind of an interesting halfway point between Alsatian Pinot Gris and the kind of like nondescript Pinot Grigios from Italy that I don't really much care for.
Right.
So this was definitely Italian, but it had some character to it. It was a good Pinot Grigio with good bottom, great acidity, and refined flavors. The nose I thought was classic with green pears and sweet peas, and the flavors are, again, kind of a yellow pear. Minerals and a touch of bitter quince.
Hmm.
So very refreshing and light on the palate.
There's a lot going on there.
A lot going on there. And I thought it would be great with scallops. You know, if you can really do a nice job with scallops, this would be the way to go. Orvieto, down in a little further down the boot in Italy. It's justly renowned for its crisp, dry whites. And this one is Santa Cristina Campo Grande Orvieto from 2014. $10, I say. $10.
Bingo.
Bone dry, but a little bit fleshy, fresh, and very, very well made. The aroma is lemon and papaya, I thought, something like that, you know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and the flavors are variations on the theme of lemon. There's tart lemon, juicy lemon, slightly sweet lemon, and tangy lemon. And just for a little contrast, we throw in some mineral notes.
There you go.
But it was more of a dinner wine, and I would, frankly, love to see this with oysters. I think it would be a lot of fun. And
enough structure?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of structure.
Wow.
Plenty of structure. Tons of acid. No problem. From Casa Ferrarina in Portugal.
Easy for you to say.
It took years to practice that. Plan Alto, Vino Branco Seco from the Douro River Valley. This is the reserve white wine. $14 from the 14 vintage. Bone dry. And yet it was very fresh but earthy. So what this really reminded me of was a spring garden where you get some floral flavors and then you get the kind of the damp earth type thing going
sure.
on. Not incompatible. Not in the least. A very unusual, sophisticated wine, and I thought it was really, really delicious. Again, I would like to try this with oysters. So it would be a lot of fun. The minerality thing would really work. Those are some ideas. We're going to put them all on the website. We hope you can go out and give some of these wines a try. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.